ናቶ ባለሟልነቶ ወያጀግነነቶ fafono tatarra masane tizane tizane
dancing in the radio station here.
Yeah.
You're listening to Shuk Shuk Da Radio.
Hi, Daniel.
Hi, good morning.
Good. I heard about one Ethiopian Jew singers in, where is that, California?
That's right.
Yeah.
Last night, one of my favorite groups, and one of yours too, right?
Yes.
The Dan Reichel Project were playing last night in California. In San Francisco.
Yeah.
And it sounded beautiful. I heard little snippets through the phone.
How'd he get it?
Gorgeous.
How'd he get it?
I just heard it.
No. Somebody tell the truth.
That's the truth. Some little magician sent some messages through the phone. And they're on tour right now, obviously. Actually, they're getting, ever since they were signed by Kumbancha, the world music label, the relatively new one, they have just been exploding onto the world music scene, unsurprisingly, because they're so innovative and so spiritual. And even if you don't speak the languages that they sing from, which is Amharic and Hebrew,
yeah.
And I think a Yemenite kind of Arabic, it's still so accessible and beautiful. I can't wait to hear more in detail about that concert.
Maybe we can get the CDs.
Maybe.
Okay.
Perhaps. Yeah. Yes, that's a good point, Worku, because next week I will definitely be back with their new album.
Iron.
So you're listening to Kol Nodedi. I am Danya. Kol Nodedi is a world music show. It airs every Sunday from 11 to 12 in the morning. And I have a really cool show lined up for us today. We're kind of going to start where we left off last week, which was music from Peru. So we're going to start there and then travel around the world. That's all I'm going to say. I'll leave you hanging. So this is CITR 101.9. The phone number here today is 822-2487. I would love to hear from you today. And again, you're listening to Kol Nodedi Nomadic Voice. We're going to begin with some music from a group called Nova Lima, whom I discovered last year. So it's actually one of the newer albums that we were sent to the station. It's always exciting when world music albums arrive here because it's not so often, and they're often genres and from places that I'm less familiar with. Nova Lima, this album, being one of those albums. Nova Lima, they're a Peruvian band. They blend Afro-Peruvian music with electronica, Latin American beats, and other contemporary genres. Created in 2001 as a musical collective by four Peruvian musicians based in several cities around the world. Ramon Perez Prieto from Lima, Grimaldo del Solar, Barcelona, and Rafael Morales from London, and Carlos Lee Carrillo from Hong Kong. This creative core was enriched by Afro-Peruvian scene musicians and some particularly well-known ones like Juan Medrano. And in 2006, they were awarded the Independent Music Awards for Best Album in World Fusion. Anyways, let's give them a listen. This is off of their first album, the first or their second album? Well, this is not their debut. I'm not sure of that. Their self-titled album, and they have a brand new one that was released in January 2009, which I'm going to play after this. Both released by the Kumbancha label. So let's give a listen. You're listening to Kol Noredi. This is CITR, and this is Nova Lima. Enjoy.
Mayorel, bachete, 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 bachete. Cipriano.
Qué dolor siento en mi pecho cuando está de madrugada. Qué dolor siento en mi pecho cuando está de madrugada. El va a llorar con su rezo, no nos deja descansar. Él va a llorar con su rezo, no nos deja descansar.
Bachete, 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 bachete. Bachete, 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 bachete. Bachete, 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 bachete. Bachete, 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 bachete.
En las 4 de la mañana hasta que el sol se va a ocultar. En las 4 de la mañana hasta que el sol se va a ocultar. Él va a llorar con su rezo, no nos deja descansar. Él va a llorar con su rezo, no nos deja descansar.
Nova Lima, and that was off of their first album released in 2003, not by Kumbancha, because I don't believe they were even around then. Interesting music. I love hearing traditional, solid, like a roots genre that is completely reinterpreted. And that is some of that. The burgeoning genre of Latin electronica has already combined electronica soundscapes with Brazilian bossa nova, Argentine tango, Mexican banda, Colombian cumbia, It was kind of only a matter of time before a collective of trendy musical gourmets attempted a similar kind of thing with the rootsy folklore of Peru, the Afro-Peruvian sound made famous in the country by Susana Baca, whom I played last week. And this, again, this collective is Nova Lima. Its four members, who live in different corners of the world, have been successful in creating this subgenre, another Latin Tronica subgenre, if we can call it that. At times, the group's choices are a bit shallow. A dub version of the classic Toro Mata. But for the most part, Nova Lima strikes a perfect balance between reverential homage and joyous futurism. It's kind of irresistible to dancing. it's just impossible not to stomp around to this music. Whereas other songs are more atmospheric in their albums. And it's really, really a diverse project. And their most inspired idea was to include guest spots by seminal artists from Afro-Peruvian field, such as singer Lucila Campos. They managed to be comfortingly authentic and playfully innovative at the same time. Interesting music. So I'm going to play off of their latest album. They have three total. I played from their first. I have no idea about the second album. Got to get my hands on that. But I'm going to play now from the third album called Coba Coba. And let's just go right there, right now. So this is Nova Lima from their third album called Coba Coba. And it's a song called Coba Guarango. You're listening to Col Nodadi and this is CITR.
Ya la vi, ya la va, la va, la va. gente dice que soy el muñeco de la ciudad. La gente dice que soy el muñeco de la ciudad. Porque soy negro negrito con la boca colorada. Porque soy negro negrito con la boca colorada. La gente dice que soy el muñeco de la ciudad. La gente dice que soy el muñeco de la ciudad. Porque soy negro negrito con la boca colorada. Porque soy negro negrito con la boca colorada. ¡Ay, Dios mío! Negro nacido así, porque así lo quiso Dios. Si negro nacido así, porque así lo quiso Dios. Te invito para que bailes también como bailo yo. Te invito para que bailes también como bailo yo. Si negro nacido así, porque así lo quiso Dios. Si negro nacido así, porque así lo quiso Dios. Te invito para que bailes también como bailo yo. Te invito para que bailes también como
Ayon, and I had the treat of seeing her live last week, and it was such a fiery concert. It was amazing in Burnaby at the Michael J. Fox Theater, which was a very intimate theater, actually. It was a beautiful, energizing concert. Eva Ayon, she's a Peruvian singer with a powerful voice, commanding stage presence, and yes, she's such an entertainer, such a performer, and a versatile flair for many musical styles. She began performing in the Peñas in Peru, which were kind of like the nightclub lounges in the 70s, and by the 80s, she had produced popular recordings and collaborated with established Peruvian groups like Los Quipus. In 1989, her performance as lead vocalist with Alex Acuñas, Los Angeles-based Peruvian jazz band Los Rios del Sol, sealed her status as a Peruvian national star. Many would agree that by the 90s, she had become Peru's most popular living singer of both música criolla and African Peruvian styles, with several platinum records and an adoring mass of Peruvian fans around the world, which is definitely what I witnessed last week. Wow, does she ever have a band of loyal followers. It was quite beautiful to see the Peruvian diaspora, if you will. In 2003, Eva Ayllón garnered 2 Latin Grammy nominations in the Best Folk Album category. And in 2008, she sold out the house in Carnegie Hall. Reputably the first Peruvian singer since Diva Imazumak in the 1950s to perform at this prestigious American venue. So, yeah, that was such a memorable concert. It's such beautiful music because it incorporates a lot of African elements. The percussion, as you can imagine, is just on fire, and you cannot sit still to it by any means. And so what I have here, the result of that concert, is a new gorgeous CD called Kimbafa, and this is her latest album. And I am going to play, well, I just played the first piece, which is called El Muñeco de la Ciudad. Hope I pronounced that correctly. I am going to play here the second track here on this album as well, just to give us a little bit more of a flavor of this joyous album and her energizing music. So, this is Eva Ayllón. You're listening to Kol Nodadi. This is CITR.
Piel morena,
esa mi acadera,
pégame un cuello y no te va.
So Black Peruvian music features a tricultural blending of instruments, that is, from Spanish tradition, African tradition, and the indigenous elements as well. So the range of instruments reflects this as well. Black Peruvian music, including Spanish guitar, as you hear in the background, the cajon, which is a wooden box drum that's sat on and played with hands on the front and sides. You may have seen it in flamenco music. And the quijada, which is a crazy instrument, which was just like unbelievable to see live and to see played in such a evocative way. What it is a jawbone of a mule or a donkey that's been dried so that the loose teeth produce a rattling sound. It was quite fascinating. In some areas, a gourd drum, which is called the checo or angara, is also added, and contemporary groups have added electric bass, Cuban conga drums, and African-derived cowbells to their ensembles. The coastal music of Peru evolved really in a Creole context. Again, combining those cultural elements through centuries of colonial rule and after independence as well. While historically neglected until recently, Afro-Peruvian music contains a wealth of rhythms and dances that have seen a resurgence in popularity recently. So anyways, that was just to give you a taste of the variety of Peruvian music out there, specifically the music of Black Peru. So that was Nova Lima and Eva Ayon. And now on Col Noredi, we're going to change it up a little bit, actually a lot. And we're going to give a listen now to an artist I've played many times here on the show, but I was just lent a new album that I'm very excited about. Shlomi Shabbat is a popular Israeli singer, musician, artist. He sings in the Mizrahi style, which is roughly translated to Oriental, whatever that means. Well, Oriental meaning Turkish, Greek, Arabic strains. And he stems from a Sephardic family, meaning family of Jews who hail from the Mediterranean, Andalusian, Spanish, Middle Eastern territory. They immigrated from Turkey. And he sings in Hebrew, Turkish, and Spanish. So I'm going to play off of an album called Chaverim, Friends, which was put out in 2001. See what you think of this. I love his voice. And he does some really, really beautiful collaborations with other artists. As you'll hear, a gorgeous duet on this piece that I'll play for you now. You're listening to Kol Noredi, and this is CITR 101.9 FM.
תגיד לי כן. שלך שאתה בי תבחר ואני בך בלעדיך אין טעם ואין סיבה איתך זה בלב מסיבה המון
והלב רוצה להתחתן אם רק תגידי כן כל הלילה נבלה פה נתלהב ונהנה פה אם רק תגידי כן
Wow, I feel so grateful to have been introduced to this unbelievable musician. This is what you're listening to is David Dor, and apparently I should have heard of him because he is very well known. A friend of mine just gave me this CD last night, and to be honest, I'm just reading about him for the first time right now on the internet, and it's so fascinating. David Dor, let me just read to you a little bit of what I found online about him. His unique countertenor voice is known throughout the world and led him to perform in the presence of the King of Thailand and the Pope at the Vatican, among many others around the world, but an international career at the opera world, including a very tempting offer from the Metropolitan Opera in New York, did not appeal to him. He decided instead to go in search of his roots. Born in Israel, where he's a very well-known star, coming from a family of Libyan Jewish cantors with ancient sources in Spanish Andalusia, his root searching led him to discover and uncover a unique treasure which led back to the chanting at the Holy Temple. David discovered that his great-grandfather was one of the most important rabbis in Libya, originating from a family of Jews who were expelled from Spain during the Inquisition. He approached the rabbis from the Libyan community in search of the source of the beautiful prayer songs he heard as a child in his home and in his synagogue. Their belief is that those magical holy songs were orally passed from father to son and are related back to the prayer songs which were sung by the Levites at the Holy Temple in Jerusalem. Nowadays, the songs are used by the Libyan Jewish community in the prayers of Yom Kippur and the Holy Days. David has collected these holy songs, ancient chants, Yemenite Jewish songs of prayer, Sabbath songs, etc., and he has collected with his music a band of young virtuoso musicians from different origins, including North Africa, the Middle East, the Balkans, and has created a new living body of music that is full of emotion and energy. And in his music, what you just heard, there was such an array of traditional instruments like the gumbush, which is a Turkish banjo-like instrument, the accordion, duduk, clarinet, violin, various Middle Eastern percussions, even and including the shofar, which is not particularly an instrument, but is a ram's horn that is blown in Jewish holidays in the synagogue. Anyways, that was just one piece, and I love that. So let's go ahead and listen to another one here and improvise a little bit. Again, this is David Dor, beautiful music. You can check him out on his website, davidor.com. Okay, so let's listen to another one of these. That's gorgeous. You're listening to Kol Nodadi, and this is CITR.
Thank you.
So that was David Dor again. It actually reminded me a lot of a few of the tracks on the Cirque du Soleil Alegria soundtrack. What beautiful music. You're listening to Kol Noredim. We only have a few minutes here, and we're improvising because that just changed up that last set a little bit. But I still would like to play a very pretty song, a very pretty love song from a mix here that I got. It's been my lucky last 2 weeks of music, as friends have just been lending me music and diversifying my treasury here, and so I have lots of new stuff to share. By the way, you should check out and stay in tune. I always forget about them here in town, but they do some really cool things. Caravan World Rhythms at caravanworld.com. I think that's it. If it's not, Google it. In any case, they bring in world musicians here to play in town. And I just saw a little poster for that here at our station for a group called Lo Cor de la Plana. So let me just tell you a little bit about them. I actually have not heard of them or heard them myself, but looking at this poster here and the instruments, although they're a big group of boys, they're kind of missing a woman's presence in this. That's just my immediate reaction, but some beautiful looking instruments. Let me read you here a little blurb about them, and I'm very intrigued. The most striking group at Global Fest 2008 was the one that traveled lightest, Lo Cor de la Plana from Marseille, France. Six male singers, four of whom also played hand drums and tambourine. They sang in a disappearing language, Occitan, and in an old style that once was church music. And with just those voices and percussion, they did remarkable things. They sang rich chordal harmonies and joyful ricocheting counterpoint. There were drones and dissonances akin to Eastern European music, sustained solo vocal lines related to Arabic music and Gregorian chant, and percussive call and response hinting at Africa, all the connections of a Mediterranean hub. The music was equally robust and intricate, a local sound ready for export. That's a little blurb from the New York Times. So, when are they playing? They are playing April 1st at 7:30. Wow, that's coming up at 7:30 p.m. This looks fascinating. Anyway, sorry for the late notice with this, but check them out online and see what you think of this. Again, for more information, you can go to Caravan World Rhythms. This is Lo Cor de la Plana. Also, there are a few exciting Israeli or / Jewish groups coming to town, the Moshav Band and Gaia, neither of whom I'm particularly familiar with, but I think kind of rootsy, ethnic, quote-unquote, inspired music, Indian-inspired, and meandering kind of folk songs, I think. But I'm going to try to dig into that and hopefully sample that for us before they actually come, which is later in April. And so I think we just have time here for one last song that I'll leave us with. And here we are. And it's this pretty love song I was talking about that I recently heard, so I'm going to play that. It is by Chofit, and it's called Birkat Elohim, Blessing for God. Also, Passover is coming up very soon, April 8th, and of course I'm going to be playing from DJ so-called Hip Hop Haggadah, which I think is a brilliant album, so stay tuned for that next week. All right, signing off here. This has been Cole Noradi. Thank you for listening. See you next Sunday, 11 to 12, and have a beautiful week. This is Chofit, and you're listening to Cole Noradi. Bye-bye.
פותח לי דלת של יום המחר, מנסה להחזיר את היום שעבר ושתי עיניים תות בדרך מנסה
On avait marre de travailler et de perdre mon temps à faire des boulots.